Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret Gray is with us. Now, tell me again the origin of the idea for baby makeovers. We're not talking about your baby getting, you know, like a nose job. We're not talking about your baby getting a liposuction.
No, Phil, there's nothing surgical. The idea that I had for baby makeovers, writing one of my columns a number of months ago, I thought, I've always been very honest with my friends, and one of the problems you get into when you're honest is people don't appreciate the honesty, but I can't live any other way. I've got a very dear couple of friends, Cassidy and Mike Tomlinson, who had a six-month-old daughter. Her name is Emma, and they're very happy. But down through the years, Phil, as I have met people's children, especially the small ones, I can't do anything but be honest. Lying isn't in my vocabulary. And when they show you a picture, or they show you their child, and they say, isn't she pretty, or isn't he handsome, do you want me to lie? Does society ask us to lie? I don't think so. And I have been very vocal in telling them that their children were plain ugly, or that they were not attractive.
Well, okay, so how many friends have you still got?
I've got a lot of friends, Phil.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, if there's one thing people are proud of, it's a newborn child.
Well, these are not newborns. These are 6 months old, because I understand the newborn children.
You know, newborn kids get a little bent out of shape being in a birth canal. And
yes, no, I know that. I'm talking about the fact, and I think it's time we say it, not everyone's 6 months old or 7 months old or 8 months old is cute. There are many ugly children out there. And I have said it. It has caused me problems. But you know something, Phil? I sleep at night. And I know somewhere down the road, because I'm honest, there's going to be a place in heaven for me. That's all I care about. I am thankful that because I'm honest, and yes, I have told people that their children are at times frighteningly ugly. At least I know God understands that I will go to heaven for that. Now, let me tell you.
Yeah, but what is the people? Do you keep friends? Now, you mentioned this.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, you mentioned this couple, Mr. and Mrs. Tomlinson, who happen to know Cassidy and Mike Tomlinson because they work in our business. They have a six-month-old baby. Did you tell them that?
I did, but let me tell you something.
Oh, my God.
No, let me tell you something. Cassidy was telling me how beautiful her baby was, and I hadn't seen the baby. Sure enough, I looked at the kid. I saw the pictures. The kid is ugly. Big ears. A push to... Have you seen the kid?
No, I have not.
Phil, I'm not being gratuitous.
I don't understand to say a child is ugly.
Phil, what I'm doing, though, on your show is telling you something because I've come to a solution. The child, in Cassidy and Mike's case, pushed in face, a head too large, the legs out of proportion, and I swallowed and I said what I had to say. I told her, Cassidy, your little girl is ugly. I'm so very, very deeply sorry for you. And of course, you know, there's Frank, my husband, nudging me. And I said, you know, Frank, this is so old. Quit nudging me like you didn't expect me to say this.
So Frank was there.
Absolutely. But let me tell you what I did.
So what's with the baby makeover?
That's my idea for so many parents who have not been blessed with the beauty of a beautiful child. I'll tell you something, you're going to think I'm kidding. Jason J. Delmonico, my son, really was gorgeous when he was born, and gorgeous throughout his youth. Wonderfully shaped mouth, beautiful eyes. You know, it's just...
But that's a mother talking. That's what I'm saying. Other parents...
No, in my son's case, he really was. But let me get to the point of what I'm trying to say. The baby makeover is an idea that I've had for the parents out there who are listening who may have a baby that is... You know, ugly. And ugly is not a bad word. Ugly is a starting place. You say, all right, look, the kid is ugly. Ugly as the day is long. Let's start there. There are bonnets. There are makeups. There are, I found out, and you'll find, this is fascinating to me, there are pediatric hair pieces. There are all manner of different things you can do to do, literally, to make up your child. Because we're not all bathing beauties. And we all have to do something with our looks, including babies. So that's what I wanted to say in your program, Phil, that the parents that are listening right now, who have children that are 6 months to a year, and maybe even later than that, you've got an ugly kid. Why be resentful at people like me for telling you the truth? Why not do something about it? Empower yourself. Take your fate into your hands.
You mentioned pediatric hair pieces. You mentioned...
Well, there's piercing of the ears for the very young. No surgery. That's absolutely out. But you can pierce the ears. You can get a base or a blush, a kind of makeup. You can use contact lenses, are very popular. If your child has one of these oversized heads, bonnets, large ears, a bonnet will push the ears back. You know, this is what I'm talking about. Don't resent the world for saying what someone should have said. Your kid is frightening looking. I don't mean to say that.
But that, you're saying it with a gusto and a relish and an eagerness that is almost hurtful.
I feel like if I'm doing that, I'm sorry.
Well, it is. Your kid is frighteningly ugly. How about your child is, you know, kind of plain looking?
All right, that's fine. I just don't play that. As my son likes to say, I don't play that. I'm honest. I don't play that. Sort of waffling with the truth.
That's not waffling with the truth. That's taking someone's feelings into consideration. Margaret Gray is with us. She is a columnist. 1-800-44... What's our number? 449? 1-800-449-8686. I'm sorry. I watched a lot of football this weekend. There was at least one bottle of tequila consumed. What do you want from me? 1-800-449-8686. Is it right to tell someone that their kid is ugly... if you've got an answer to the problem, which is in your case, Margaret, these baby, what you call baby makeovers.
Which, Phil, by the way, no one has ever thought about it until I came up with the idea. No one has ever thought, well, you know something, rather than just face the fact that the kids are ugly, or some of them are, what about a baby makeover? What about a little bit of makeup here, a little pediatric hairpiece, a bonnet, some curls? I saw a child, and she's a sweet little thing, but God, was she ugly. She's the daughter of, Paul and Charisse Clemson, don't you? The two people that work...
The people who work at the L.A. Times?
Yes.
Okay.
They've got a daughter that, with the misshapen ears and the buck... Jesus, Phil, it's... You want to drop to one knee, bury your head in your hand and weep. But what I did is I said, you know something, what we're going to do here, I said, don't you worry about your daughter being ugly. Let's make her the beauty she can be. And, of course, what winds up happening is people thank me.
They don't resent you.
No. Once they recognize what I have done is been honest enough with them to say, you've got an ugly kid, they thank you, they take your advice, and what could have been a lost friendship is a sound friendship.
All right, now I wanted to find that out. Somebody says to me, your kid's ugly, but here's how you can make them look better. I'm not going to necessarily feel good about that.
No. The opposite. People appreciate it.
People appreciate it.
Absolutely, because Phil, it's one thing to give people the bad news with no solution. It's another thing to give them the good truth, and here is a way out. All right, let's start with this. Your baby's born. At 6 months, no way is that kid getting into any baby contest, no baby pageant. It's ugly. It always will be ugly. What do you do? Do you want to sit there and resent God? Do you want to hate God for it? Do you want to hate your genetics for it? Or do you want to be proactive, get a hairpiece for the child, get their little chin straps? This sounds comic, doesn't it?
A hairpiece and a chin strap? Yeah.
But there are pediatric devices that can lift the chin and do the... There is tape that is used in Hollywood to this day that can lift sagging areas or wrinkles. See, to me, I think it's so sad when I look at a baby and I've literally got to kind of turn my gaze away because it's... Someone says, oh, here's my baby, and you want to just... Thank you, could you please put your picture down now? You know, I'm eating... I'm kidding about that.
Well, that's a cruel thing to say, Margaret.
But what I'm saying is this. A baby can sense the displeasure that you're taking. An ugly baby can affect the entire family. It promotes a lack of confidence with the parents and the siblings. And the baby itself grows up to be angry. So that's no recipe for happiness.
All right, Margaret Gray with us, 1-800-449-8686. If someone told you that your baby was ugly, but gave you the way out, which is a baby makeover, That is maybe a little blush, a little makeup, a little piercing, of some ear piercing, some contact lenses. They have these pediatric devices, bonnets, etc. Would you then appreciate the advice? Or is being told that your baby's ugly bad enough? For me, I don't think I'd... Who cares what the baby looks like? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Relocating the edge and jumping over. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
But I just think it's presumptuous.
Well, you're talking about, Margaret Gray is with us, you're talking about people showing pictures of their babies to people at work.
It's presumptuous to assume, Phil, that people think the baby is going to be cute. They're going to think that what you think. You're looking through the eyes of love, which are, they're flawed. They don't show you reality. You show the picture of your kid at work, and the kid just isn't that good looking. You know, people have to lie. They've got to sit there and go, yeah, really good-looking baby. What? That's an imposition on your friends, and it's an imposition, I think, on their morality. Why not accept the truth? Your baby's ugly, and think about these makeovers.
I don't know the point of telling people that their babies are ugly. Here is Marie. Go ahead, Marie.
Yes, hey, Bill. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to make a comment that that lady on the radio, he doesn't have any right to tell her friends that their baby is ugly. Because
well,
in the eyes of those parents, their baby is more beautiful than anything else in this world.
But don't you think it's good to give them a bucket of
water? No, you don't have any right to say that. How would you feel if somebody told you that your baby's ugly?
Well, first of all, if someone said to me that Jason J. Delmonico was ugly, I know that they were jealous because he was gorgeous.
See, you're speaking from your mother's point of view, though.
Well, can I ask you this? Why else is he a child television actor if he wasn't gorgeous?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I mean...
What I'm saying is, I don't care. I don't care what you think what my baby looks. To me, that baby is beautiful than anything else. It's more beautiful than your child.
Well, that's the way
I would look at it.
But that factually just isn't true. My son is most probably better looking than your children because he does television. Do you know what I mean? He's in television.
But he still doesn't have any right to tell other parents that their baby is ugly.
Well, let me ask you, Margaret. I mean, isn't it offensive to say that?
No, not
very offensive.
But what
can you imagine what you did to those people that you tell them that their baby is ugly?
But I gave them
away. Well, it gives you that right to tell them that their baby is ugly and that your baby is beautiful.
But I gave them a way out. I gave them the baby makeover way out.
I don't get it. Well, maybe to your opinion, they have a choice to make their baby more good looking, but God gives them that baby. God gave the baby that look. You should accept that.
Well, if God gave these people a baby that looked like that, like something out of Lord of the Rings, Two Towers, good sweet Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Those are just television shows. There's no way.
I mean, Margaret.
There's no such thing in the real world.
The idea that...
Did you see that Two Towers, that Gollum? Can you imagine pulling back the sheets in a nice little bassinet and that's looking at you?
You're looking in fantasy world. It's not real world. There is no baby that looks like that in the real world.
Yeah, and along with that, and thank you very much, Marie, for your call.
Marie, I'm getting the feeling that you have a baby that's probably not all that attractive. Am I right or am I wrong?
Oh, I have three children, and I don't care what other people think about my children. To me, they're beautiful than anything else in this world.
All right, that means they're ugly, right?
They're not ugly.
Oh, come on, Margaret.
That's my point.
All right,
it could be ugly to your eyes, but to me, they're beautiful.
Very well said. Thank you very much, Marie. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Monica. Monica, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I want to make three points with Margaret. First of all, you were a child once, and I bet there were times in your life that you weren't as attractive as you could have been.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all.
Yeah. Secondly, So you know how hurtful that is to have somebody say that to you.
But I would rather have someone tell me the truth. And so I can go about correcting the errors of nature than going along as if I'm good-looking and people snickering and saying, look at the ears on that.
Secondly, I'd like to just mention that usually what's on the outside, what comes out of our mouth, reflects something very deep within us. So when you use the word ugly and you're projecting that onto somebody else, maybe you're not feeling so great inside. Maybe you're feeling kind of ugly inside. I don't know what you're
doing. Well, I don't know what kind of dime store psychology you're using right now. I'm a newspaper writer of great experience. Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
All right. You're well aware of... I'm sure you've seen pictures of friends' babies and you've thought, wow, is that kid ugly?
I've never thought that.
You've never seen an ugly baby. Now, come on.
No, I haven't. I've seen lots of babies. I've seen chubby babies. I've seen toothless babies. I've seen babies with lots of teeth.
Ugly as the day is long.
Babies. And every baby in my eyes is beautiful. I don't think I've ever seen an ugly baby.
Well, I'll tell you something. After almost dying at childbirth, giving birth to my son, I can look at babies in a way that other mothers don't. I see a baby as potentially dangerous. It's potentially lethal. I don't know if you ever read Ray Bradbury's short story, The Small Assassin, which is a fantasy book, but in that story, the baby takes a scalpel to his own mother's throat. Now, this is another way of looking at children.
What? What are you talking about?
Did you read...
The Small Assassin is some science fiction thing that Ray Bradbury... I mean...
First what? Phil, the idea that babies are not ugly just does... You know, I think that you're lying to yourself.
Go ahead, Monica.
Thirdly, Margaret, what you need to realize is we could nitpick everybody, and we could tell everybody that there's something wrong with them. For instance, I could say, you have an ugly voice, Margaret. You need to go have a makeover on your voice.
Well, now, how do you do that? I smoked cigarettes for 30 years. I'm sorry if it doesn't please you.
Well, you could
but again,
go to
class
and learn how to talk more politely and lower your voice and do this and do that.
Do you have
I mean,
children?
Come on.
Do you have children?
Yes,
All right. So I'm not allowed to go up to you and say, you know, your baby's ugly.
You have the right to say whatever you want.
There you go. But be that as it may, people may be happy with their children. Thank you, Monica. 1-800-449-8686. Betty, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello, this is Betty.
Hi, Betty. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Margaret, I would like to say something to you. I don't know if you've ever heard this saying or not, but beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Well, you know that that's a load of poo-poo. That's poo.
You are a very opinionated lady.
Well, no, I'm simply trying to save mothers years of heartache by running around thinking their kid belongs in some beauty pageant for babies.
You know, not everybody wants to put their children in beauty pageants because we spend too much time today stressing beauty. That's what's wrong with this world. All people want to see is beautiful people. There are a lot of wonderful, beautiful people out there. They might not be gorgeous from the outside, but they have fabulous, beautiful insides. And let me tell you something.
God is
not appreciative of your unkindness, because I don't care how you put it.
Wait a minute.
You are being very unkind.
God wants you to be honest. Thou shalt not lie.
But you're not lying.
I'm telling the truth.
You're bearing false
witness. No, and let me say something. Betty, there's the way you'd like it to be, and there's the way that it is. I live in the world that is, not the world that I'm not off in fantasy land thinking my child looks like right off of a Gerber's bottle.
Honey, let me tell you, you are so much in fantasy
my kid looks
land,
like
you don't
Gerber.
Have any hope of coming out of it.
Honey, what do your kids look like? Something out of It's Alive Part 2?
No, my oldest daughter has been a professional model for years.
All right, hold on, hon. 1-800-449-8686. Do you appreciate it when someone tells you your kid's ugly? 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. 449-8686.
I'm talking with Margaret Gray. Margaret, on October the 15th, your column... are you there? I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm right here, Phil.
All right. You're on October the 15th, your column that was published locally here in the Orange County Courier was titled Wake Up and Smell the Ugly, right?
Yes, it was.
And there were a lot of complaints.
Phil, there's always complaints with my columns. I'm known as controversial. I am known as a tell-it-like-it-is kind of columnist. I tell it exactly as I see it. I don't pull punches. And I'm sorry if I gave the bad, if I broke the bad news to a lot of the parents out there. Hi, I'm Margaret, and your child is scary looking. And I'm really sorry if that was, but I've given them a way out. The baby makeover.
But you said you don't believe in surgery, but you are suggesting chin tugs, collagen shots.
I think some infants could use collagen shots. Yes, that's how ugly they are.
All right, let me go to PJ. PJ agrees with you, but you're not a mother, are you, PJ?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
And PJ, you understand what I'm saying. You've seen babies, especially. Do any of your friends have children?
I have friends who have kids, and actually some of them have been very hideous, and in my personal opinion, you know, parents need to realize that they have the cutest baby in the world.
Exactly. Now, are you in favor of the government stepping in?
Stepping in?
Yes.
What do you mean stepping in?
Yeah.
In other words, if a child is in need of a serious makeover and perhaps plastic surgery, do you think at that time the government should just go right ahead and say, you know what, this is way over your head, let's have the baby, we'll use some facility?
See, no, I don't agree with that because I believe, you know, I mean, as an adult, the child can make the decision. If they're ugly, they can go get plastic surgery. As a baby, they can't decide, you know what I mean?
But you know the rest of us are victimized. We have to.
I don't necessarily believe we're victimized. I mean, I do think there are some ugly kids that shouldn't necessarily be plastered on TV and in pageants, but I don't think we're victimized by an ugly baby.
Well, but we have to sit and look at it, you know. And
well, what do you mean the government should step in? You mean take the baby and force plastic surgery on it?
If they're going to do things like stick the kid on TV and we got to look at it, and this young lady knows what I'm saying.
I completely agree with your statements here, but I don't understand why the government should take the child. I understand it's an ugly kid, but it's not even going to be able to grow into plastic surgery. The child can decide as it gets older. There's a lot of ugly adults out there, too, you know?
But here's the thing. A child can grow up ugly. Or the government can step in and do something about it. By the time that child's an adult, he may not have the income. He may not have the resources to get plastic surgery for himself. But if a kid's born, and his face would make a freight train take a dirt road, and you know what I'm talking about, don't you, darling?
I completely
know. Then I think the government can step in, take the child from that family, give it the needed plastic surgery, and then assess whether you return that child to the family.
Now, wait a minute. Why would you assess that?
Because
it's not the family's fault the kid's ugly. Some babies turn ugly and have birth miscarriage.
Well, once the child, though, is returned to the family and the child's good-looking, now you've got all these inbred ugly people. You know what I'm saying, don't you?
I completely
what
do.
What are you talking about? Inbred?
Yes. She can't. Look, if you've got a brother.
Well, inbreeders shouldn't be allowed to have children in the first place. I believe there are a lot of people that shouldn't be allowed to have kids anyway.
Do you have any idea what a difference it makes when a baby has permanent eyeliner on and a taped neck? You know?
So you believe in glamorizing a child by putting makeup on it? That's more revolting than an ugly baby.
Well,
there should be no child that has makeup on.
Tape the makeup.
All right. Look, at PJ, thank you for your call.
Oh, no problem.
But if you bring that child home after expensive plastic surgery at the public's expense, and
Why the hell do you want to put your tax dollars into reforming ugly children? That's ridiculous.
Well, for God's sake, they grow up to be... Don't you think they'd thank you when they got older?
Yeah, but I don't want to put my tax dollars into a lot of things I have to put it into now, let alone put it in to pay for somebody's
ugly kid. But the fact is, when that kid grows up and is getting more ass than a rental car, then you...
All right, I don't need to hear this. PJ, thank you very much.
Oh, love the show.
Yeah, thanks. Here is Barbara. Hi, Barbara, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Thank you. I wanted to talk to Margaret, and I wanted to tell her...
Yes, hi, this is Margaret Gray. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, but I want to tell you...
Uh-huh.
I have three children... And the third child was an ugly child. I admit that he was an ugly child.
You admit it. Finally, you
admit
it.
But wait a minute. You listen to me. God made that child, and as it turned out, God was right. By the time he was grown, he is a handsome young man with no help from either you or anybody else about any artificial means.
Well,
God gives us these children.
What about a hairpiece?
Pardon?
What about a hairpiece, a pediatric hairpiece?
Heavens, no. That's the most ridiculous thought I've ever heard of in my life.
Well, if it's ridiculous...
Wait a minute. If you see a child who is not pretty in your eyes, remember he's loved by his parents, he's loved by his God, and if his parents see that he has big ears and they need to be pinned back, they'll go to a surgeon. But you don't need to say that's an ugly baby. You can just say, my goodness, he's got pretty long hands. He may be a pianist. Or you may say, look how the size of his feet. He may be a big football star. But you don't need to tell a person that they're ugly.
You didn't just say the word pianist, did you? What did you say?
Pianist? Piano player.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about
a player.
Look, the song, Barbara, the song is America the Beautiful, not America the Land.
I heard you. I don't want to hear you. I want to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
You said you were a newspaper lady.
Yes,
that's fine.
Yes.
That's odd, okay? You said you had a son in TV, so he's bound to be good looking, but that's not necessarily true, because I see a lot of ugly people on TV. You need to keep your opinion to yourself when you see
a
child.
The Brady Bunch
were ugly. Instead of hurting someone.
Name one child on television that's ugly.
One child?
Yes.
Well, I'm from an area. I see several on my local TV, okay?
Well, maybe if you stop producing them. I'm joking. That's a little bit of a joke.
You know, that's insulting.
She's not insulting me because she doesn't really have the couth to do that, okay?
I was kidding around. I thought because of Barbara's accent I could make an inbreeding joke and she'd understand it. I know that you...
Because I'm Southern and ignorant, and I'll tell you what else I am. I'm fat and I'm white. Wait a minute. It's okay to make jokes about Southern people. It's okay because they understand this inbreeding
stuff.
Can I ask
you a question?
Well, I've got news for you. We've got more morals in our little finger than you do in your left hand. Okay?
All right. Tell me this. If you have morals
when you're around a baby.
Wait a minute. If you have morals, then tell me why. Why did you put yourself through years of embarrassment strolling that ugly brat around when you could have gotten a nip
embarrassed.
And a talk
and
a...
And let me tell you, had I met you on the street and you told me he was ugly, I'd have beat the snot out of you.
Oh.
I'd have whipped you right there on the spot.
Oh, you want to throw some hands, huh?
Well,
you want to get into it. You want to mix it up.
I could.
You know,
I would protect my child. You would not call him ugly.
I'll tell you
right, but you don't.
I'm a lady, but I don't mind mixing it up. And when I told What's-Her-Face that her kid was ugly, Frank and I had to back out of that house.
Well, let me tell you what.
With a broken beer bottle in our hands.
A true lady wouldn't be fooling with a beer bottle to begin with.
No kidding.
And they also wouldn't tell someone that their child was ugly. A true lady wouldn't. She'd have better manners.
Can I ask you a question? Were you ever tempted to put your son in a sack and throw him in the Mississippi River?
No.
No? All right. Even though you did it to all those kittens.
All right, get her out of here. Get her out of here. Barbara, my apologies.
You don't have to apologize to me because I know the type. They think they know everything.
Yeah, they know everything, and they've got the answer to everything.
That's right. That's right.
Hold on for what, Margaret?
You know, I believe Barbara has the wrong impression about me. I'm a mother, she's a mother. I love my children, she loves her children. I don't know why we have to argue.
We don't have to argue, but you don't have the right just because you're a mother to tell somebody else, another mother, that their child is ugly.
I'm going to give you an opportunity to assess my singing voice, and I want you to be honest. Tell me if it's good. Will you please do that for me?
If your singing voice is no better than your speaking voice, you're way off track.
I smoked a lot of cigarettes as a young woman. I'm sorry.
Well,
I realize it's harshing me up.
That's something you shouldn't have done.
Here it is.
You're going to sing.
Don't make this lady listen to it.
I want to.
All right, Barbara, thank you very much. It was nice talking with you.
You're welcome, and I'll hear her on the radio, and I still, Miss Henry, I appreciate
you
making me call.
I hope you can find someone.
And no matter what she says, no one has a right to tell somebody that their child is ugly.
Joke.
Thank you.
Your child's ugly. All right.
Yeah, you know something,
Phil, I've been trying to lighten your program up with comedy, with an effervescent style.
Well, let me do that, not you.
All right, Lloyd Bonafide is here, Phil. He and I work together at the Youth Center in Alhambra. And how you doing, Mr. Henry? This is Lloyd Bonafide.
Yes, sir. To what do I owe this?
Well, Mr. Henry, despite what... I don't want to get involved in anything that you and Ms. Gray are talking about. I simply wanted to apologize for the rendering of the song I'll Do Anything from the hit musical Oliver, which I was, frankly, not prepared to sing last Friday.
Well, it was a little bit crude.
And Phil, that's exactly why I said to Lloyd, come back, let's sing the song again in a way that I think would make you proud. And that's what I want to do, Phil.
Why? I don't need you guys to sing. You know, the awards were on Friday, the Dumbass of the Year awards.
Because we'd like to do it. How about just because? How about just because the sun is up, we're alive, it's a beautiful, beautiful world to live in, and we're Americans. Why not that?
Well,
I mean, Jesus H. Christ, everything...
Will you watch your language, please?
I'm sorry, but everything has to be a reason.
Well, Phil, for once, I would agree with the lady.
All right. Go ahead and sing your song. What's it called?
It's called I'll Do Anything from Oliver.
It's the same one, Mr. Henry, that we attempted on Friday.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go with the 1, 2, 3, and a...
Phil, I come from a theatrical background. I need to count it down. I'm sorry if you don't understand that.
All right. Go ahead.
1, 2... Could you tell him to shut up?
Hey! The guy on the piano, shut your hole. Shut the sewer under your nose. He's still playing.
All right, I'll deal with him.
I'll deal with a piece of turd. Don't worry about it.
Just sing the song.
1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2. He'll kick. Twist, twist. I'll do anything for you, dear. Anything for you mean everything to me. Oh, my God. Lloyd, are you all right?
Can't breathe.
Phil,
all right, this is the last time.
Phil, he's having a heart attack.
Well, then call an ambulance.
Phil, I gotta call you back.
Fine. Jesus. The cat had a heart attack. He was supposed to sing the song.